Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative John Evans of the 5th Legislative District in Erie and Crawford County. Representative Evans, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk about small games of chance legislation in Pennsylvania. I understand the House has recently acted and moved forward something of an update of this plan. What's going on here? Why primarily is it important that we made some changes here?
Well, I was proud to support this bill on the House floor, and it updates the state law to reflect more competitive prize amounts. This hasn't been done in quite some time. It increases the maximum prize for a single chance from $500 to $1,000. It increases the maximum weekly prize limit from $5,000 to $30,000 in a seven-day period. Creates a maximum limit of $50,000 for a monthly drawing per calendar month, creates a maximum limit of $100,000 for total prizes in a calendar month, and it raises the prize limit for raffles from $5,000 to $10,000 per calendar month. And this is something that we've heard a lot about from our eligible organizations because increasing these prize limits will help them better fund the operations and continue to serve our residents in many of the organizations that are involved that do have small games of chance.
And that's what this really is about. It's not so much about just helping the organizations, but it's about what these organizations do for our communities.
Absolutely. We're seeking to make sure that an organization can raise the funds for general operating expenses as well as for public interest purposes. Specifically, organizations would be permitted to use funds raised from small games of chance on items such as property taxes, utilities, heating and air conditioning, water and sewer, property insurance, liability insurance, mortgage payments, interior and exterior repairs, and new facility constructions. So this is something that we've thought about for a long time, and for many years, the efforts of our local charities and nonprofit organizations, including volunteer fire companies, social clubs, and veterans groups, have been hampered by an outdated state law governing those small games of chance.
And what is your hope for the legislation as it leaves the House here?
Well, it has now gone to the Senate for consideration, and I would urge listeners to contact their local state senator, either Bob Robbins or Jane Earle, to urge them to swiftly move this through the Senate, because it has been a long time coming, and I do believe this is something that is going to really help the bottom line and keep many of these organizations afloat who do wonderful work throughout our communities, particularly our volunteer fire companies who are very stretched for funds these days with limited opportunities for grants from both the state and federal level. This is all going to go a long way to help build their coffers and keep them all on firm footing.
Representative Evans, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, John Evans.